Good morning. Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our update on all things Coffeyville with Coffeyville Chamber Director Candy Westberg. Good morning, Candy. How's it going?
Oh, hello. I'm doing great. Doing great.
Good deal.
Summer's
well, we ordered
here.
Up some cooler weather for you today.
You did?
Yeah.
I hope so. Well, is it supposed to rain today?
No, there's a 10% chance overnight.
Okay.
But upper 80s compared with 100, that's a big difference.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Especially since we haven't had a full AC in our offices, so I'll take it. I'll take it. Well, I said this last week, but I wanted to remind everybody that we do have new Coffeyville shirts. So this is a great way to show your Coffeyville pride. We have some actually in the office now, so you can stop by and check them out. But then you can also order online, and then that way you get any color you want and all kinds of sizes and everything. So this is a great opportunity. So stop by the chamber, or you can go to our Facebook page, pinned at the top. It has the link for online ordering. And then they can ship it directly to your house, or you can pick it up at the chamber. And then wear your shirts this September. We'll have a date soon. In fact, I probably need to get that scheduled. And we're going to gather on the downtown plaza for a community-wide drone photo celebrating all the people, businesses, and our hometown spirit. So I'm excited about it. So I'm going to make a note to set a date. So, of course, be a part of the excitement of the Interstate Fair and Rodeo and be part of the parade. So that is back downtown. That'll be Wednesday, October 12th at 5 p.m. And it's under this year's theme, which is Stars, Stripes, and Coffeyville Knights as we celebrate 250.
You mean August 12th, not October, right?
Or did I say October?
Yeah,
oh.
just making sure. I was like, yeah.
Because I want the cooler weather
for the parade.
Wouldn't that be so nice?
Yeah.
So, but no, really, businesses, organizations, you know, clubs, community members, everybody's invited to participate. They did mention they're going to change the route slightly this year, but once everybody's signed up, they're going to send out details on the lineup. So get those forms in by August 6th. I think they have them on the website, but you can call the chamber. We've got it, and we can fill it out for you or send it to you, and we'll get you all signed up. And then, of course, Fair and Rodeo is coming up, and I'm hoping to bring somebody in to talk about all the events, all the activities, but I can't believe it's that close. We're almost there, so. All right, there's a grand opening coming up, and everybody gets to celebrate the Rails to Trails pathway. So the City of Coffeyville invites the community to celebrate the official grand opening. Now, they've been working on this. It's already been open, but this is kind of a kickoff, so to speak. They've been working on it for the last couple years, and that'll be on Wednesday, July 29th at 11 a.m. It'll be at LeClaire Park, and everybody can meet at the sidewalk by the basketball courts. It is a new 1.26 mile pathway that just gives you a scenic kind of view. There's lots of trees. It's beautiful. It's safe for walking, biking, running. So really excited about that. There's a program we have in the community. I want to remind everybody about it again. It's called Laundry Love, and it just helps provide free laundry services for individuals and families that are in need. The program is available at the Beach Street, which is at 705 Beach Street, the laundromat. And it's the second Wednesday of each month from 1 to 4 p.m. And then the fourth Wednesday of the month from 4 to 7 p.m. So great program that we offer, that the community offers, and I love it. So a lot of good things from our members that I'm excited to share. Now, I don't know if you've heard already, but we have another dry cleaner coming to Coffeyville. And so starting July 28th, it's called Cadillac Cleaners. They're actually down in Bartlesville. But now they're going to have a drop-off location at Thistle and Lace, which is the boutique right on 11th Street. So you just drop off your garments and pick them up freshly cleaned and pressed. And just nice just to kind of stop in and say hello and check out the boutique anyway. So, but love having another dry cleaner in town. So excited about that partnership. Now, this is fun. This is a fun story. The team at Domino's Pizza in Coffeyville recently welcomed Jimmy Rudlinger. I could have said the name wrong, but I think that's what it is. He's the 8-time world's fastest pizza maker competitor. And they brought him in for a hands-on training session focused on improving speed and technique. So every team member practiced and they were able to shave time off their pizza making skills, with the biggest improvement coming in at an incredible 33 seconds. So what fun. I would love to have some world fast person come in and teach me something. So that was such a fun thing. Empower Chiropractor and Family Wellness is exploring the idea of starting up a Saturday morning mom's walking group. So just kind of wanting to come up with a casual, stroller-friendly place where moms can enjoy, you know, fresh air, exercise, and get connected to other people. And so they're wanting to hear from the local moms in the area. So if you think this is a great idea, want to know more, check out their Facebook page or give them a call, because like I said, they're wanting to get feedback and decide if they're going to start that up this fall. A big shout out to two wonderful people, wonderful businesses, Taylor Crane and Four Point Crane. Both made it possible we could have multiple huge, ginormous American flags during summer celebration. Of course, two of them were at the park and then one on 11th Street. And so just love that they helped make it even more memorable this year. So thank you, both of you. That was awesome. A special invitation. There is a Meet the People Behind the Uniform event coming up. This is a free community event hosted by the City of Coffeyville. And it's giving residents a chance to meet the police, fire, CRMC, EMS personnel, all in just a very relaxed setting. So you get to tour the emergency vehicles, explore equipment, ask questions, and just learn more about those public safety services that they provide. So it's going to be held at the police and fire station. That'll be Tuesday, July 28th, so next Tuesday, 8:30 to 10:30. And then again on Wednesday, the 29th, from 4:30 to 6:30. Residents will get to learn about all their equipment and services, but also about public safety services and information about the proposed 2027 sales tax before the August 4th election. So great way just to find out more about that tax and about those services and what they provide. So hope to see everybody next Tuesday or Wednesday. Okay, so those are the big news items. Just a reminder on a couple events coming up. So on the 23rd is Water Balloon Dodgeball at the Rec. This weekend, two big events. So we've got the Sonic Car Show. I'm excited about that. That'll be on Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Sonic Drive-In. And, of course, they're going to have all different kinds of categories, classic cars, modern cars, you name it. They're going to have it. So come out and check out the car show at Sonic. Registration will begin at 9 a.m. And then the other one, where'd it go? VOD in the Ville is also this Saturday. And so it snuck up on us really fast because normally they have it in August, but it'll be coming this Saturday. Tickets are still at the chamber, or you can just go online. And showtime starts at 7 p.m. at the Spencer Rounds Theater. And then they're going to have an after party about 9 o'clock at the Midland Theater. So if you've never been, it's a variety show with music, comedy, you name it. They've got all kinds of great acts coming out this year. I think they've got like 12 different performances. So it's going to be great. Are you involved again this year?
Yep, we'll be there.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, great night out. So hopefully everybody can join because I really love this. Is such a fun event that a lot of communities don't have something like this. So it's great that we get to offer that. Coming up next week, we've got Grace Fellowship VBS starts, and that is on the 27th. And then our ribbon cutting for Silo Crossing Senior Living will be on the 28th. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, the Rails to Trails ribbon cutting on the 29th. So it's starting to slow down, except for Fair and Rodeo. But usually in August, there's not as many events, except for back to school. So reminding everybody, get online, get your kiddos registered, get your school clothes. I will say, Brown Shoe just had their
Christmas
in
July. Yeah.
And they kind of used that as a kind of a kickoff for back to school as well. But it was packed in there.
Oh, yeah.
They had such good specials and food and activities, and I love that they did that. And so I know they're thinking about doing something else in August for back to school. Many of our other vendors and businesses are going to be doing that back to school stuff. So it's coming up already.
It sure
before
is.
Before you know
be
it.
Be here before we know it.
I know. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I will be back. Like I said, I'm going to be bringing some people from the Fair and Rodeo sometime in the next couple weeks to talk about details. They did post just yesterday the full lineup of schedule of activities. But anytime you have questions, go out to the website. They've got everything on there, including, you know, your parade, your bean feed, the concerts, the activities, and then, of course, the question that we've been getting recently is Carnival coming back, and we won't know details as far as pricing. They don't typically share that because it's a separate organization, but I think they are bringing the wristbands back again this year, and that'll start on Wednesday night.
And do you know what the Carnival, is that something where do they hire any local people to help out during the event, do you know? Or do they usually bring their own crew?
No, I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have some of their main regular crew, and then they try to get some extra people to help out. Mm-hmm. It's called We Entertainment.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So if you go to the Facebook page, I'm sure there's a way you can reach out to them and find out if they've got some openings. So that'd be great.
All right. Well, very good. Anything else as we wrap up, Candy?
I think that's all for now. I hate to be a teaser, but I'm really excited about another new business that's coming. I'm hoping here in about 2 weeks to be able to share that announcement. I have a personal interest in it myself, so I'm excited to share that. And then I know of another potential business coming as well. So a lot of activity happening. I'm excited to see new places and new faces and everything. So
okay, very good. Well, Candy, we appreciate it as always. Look forward to chatting again next week.
Thank you.
All right, that is Candy Westbrook here with the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, and we'll have more open line coming up here in just moments on the Mighty 690.